interested to sort of hear you say that you did, you know, you knew what the younger children were going through and you'd maybe lend a wee hand. Is that something that happened more widely? Do you remember sort of people trying to help you out or like that?
I think there was a certain camaraderie amongst the boys and the girls, but it was more tinted with, you know, upsetting the girls, you know, name calling. I remember that being more dominant than the caring. You know, I think the caring aspect of it was just simply the fact that you'd been in the place for so long and you knew what other people would be going through. But as a youngster yourself, there was always people that were older than you and they could take advantage of you as well. You know, the older boys would do things, for instance, like fill balloons up with water and throw them all over the place, you know. And of course, unless it was reined in by a housemaster, you know, younger children were always at the other end of that, you know. Annoyingly, we used to have quite large trolleys that carried the food from the kitchens in one part of the orphanage to the other. And there were, as I said earlier, there were very large grounds. And you had to go past a fire escape entrance to one of the dormitories. And kids always used to be on the top of that fire escape entrance with water balloons to bomb the kids underneath. But of course, what they were doing is they were bombing the food trolley that was coming with food for them. And of course, if your mince and tatties all ended up with water in it, we all knew who to blame, you know. So, you know, a lot of unfortunate things happened. But yeah, I think you always had one eye to the older boys and girls who could, you know, I was going to say take advantage of you, but that's not the word I want to use, but could get the better of you through some sort of mischief or other, you know. But I think you did keep an eye out for the younger ones, and I'm not sure that I can explain it because I didn't do it deliberately. I didn't have a deliberate ethos to help the children. It just seemed to happen that you knew if a child was upset, you could talk to them about it, and you could support them. But the real support came from the parents, the house parents and their assistants, because they did have sometimes had two or three assistants. I mean, for instance, a male housemaster might have two or three young girls assisting them, even in a boys' ward, as long as it wasn't at the bathing time. But they could be there to assist with discipline and, you know, and the housework and things like that.